Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Hi, Caitlin. We have a terrible connection. You're all muffled and it's like you're on a speaker or something. I don't know what it is. But it's not a good connection. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is I'm trying to place an order for the keto. I was able to get a free bottle except for the postage. I put in my information and put in my credit card, and it said it was declined. It didn't give me a chance to do it again. Every time I do it again, it says it just goes to one person. Well, I'm still the same person. I just changed the information, but it won't take it. And then when you check certain sites, everything says if you have a problem, please contact us, but it doesn't tell you how to contact you. So luckily I found this phone number, and I'm trying to figure out if there's anything I can do.
Okay, what were you trying to order?
There was just a, hold on, let me find it for you.
Okay.
The phone. If I can only find, if I can find it now, I don't know if I can find it. Where was I? I think I was in, Gmail. Yes. Okay, it said, I did get a confirmation order, but I guess maybe that was before it was declined, so maybe you can check that as well. It says Super Keto MasterCom, order confirmation.
What's your zip code?
08723. There's no confirmation. Oh, yes. Nope, there's no confirmation number there.
08723. Oh, I put in so many numbers. Okay, and what's your name?
Margaret Garten Laub.
Thank you.
Oh, great. I just lost the message. Where did it go?
Can you confirm your shipping address?
170 Seaview Avenue in Brick, New Jersey.
Thank you. And you wanted just the gummies?
I'm sorry?
The gummies?
Yeah, just the gummies, yeah.
It went through already.
It did.
Yes, ma'am. It was $6.97 for the shipping and handling. And I can see where the other attempts were made and they're declining. It's probably declining because it already went through.
Okay, because when I did it, the message came across that said it was declined.
Mm-hmm. And I can see it.
I just got something here from Capital One that said that Heal Well Power for $5.97 was declined.
I sent you an order confirmation email. Yeah, I see. It said it failed like three times.
With the Capital One, right?
Mm-hmm. The card that ends in 5052.
Right. That's okay. That's mm-hmm. Capital One. But then I tried to put in my other information because it doesn't tell you what to do. You know, it doesn't say, do you want to try again with different information? Mm-hmm. It just says decline. And then the whole thing is dropped.
So I think it's a site issue, some type of systematic problem, because it actually did go through at some point, because I can see where it has the amount that came out, and it did actually charge you, and it got the date and the time on it.
Do you have the card number?
That's the one ending in 5052.
Well, that's the same one you just said was declined.
Yes, ma'am. It was declined three times, but I'm guessing either it tried it again at some point and it went through, but one of the times you attempted to do it, it did go through.
Maybe because the bank didn't realize it was you, so I'm going to say, yes, I recognize it, and then that'll be, you know, the bank might have been questioning it.
Yeah, sometimes when the banks question it, they make you redo it again
gotcha.
Before
right, well,
they'll let it go through.
Do I recognize you? So now that I've got this text, I'll say yes, so then it won't be a problem.
And I sent you an order confirmation as well since you didn't get one.
Okay, that's great. All right. One check. Well,
no problem. You too, ma'am.
But
thank you for calling.
People, they got to fix that because it doesn't
have
the options and you don't know where to go and you don't know who to call. And,
right.
You know, here you put in all your information and then you want to know what to do. And if you really want it, you have no option to choose something else. I just hope too, because I really didn't want there was something else on the next page, and it doesn't even say what it is. It asks if you want this cleanse stuff.
Oh yeah, so you don't want the cleanse.
I didn't want it, so I want to make sure it didn't go through.
Either I make a note on the account for that to make sure that it doesn't try to come out.
Okay, because I mean, if
just to be sure,
$5. I think it's just the one thing because you know it says wait, you're not done yet. So I would have thought they would have waited and then added the total on. They wouldn't have charged me twice. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I just make a note just in case, you know, they don't try to, Yeah, because obviously some type of system issues we're having, so I don't want to like try to charge you for that because the system is acting up. So I'm going to make sure there's a note on here.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, then just please tell them to, you know, straighten it up so people know what to
do.
And then here you say, you know, it went, well, obviously, because the bank says so too, but it went through two or three times and all of a sudden it's okay. So,
right.
You know, somehow you're going to straighten that out. I mean, maybe you got to wait a minute longer or something, you know, but, you know, I'm all for that too. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate
it. No problem. And thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.